Are you looking to start a food truck? This is going to be one of the best videos I'm going to give you on how to buy a food truck and some of the questions you need to ask yourself before you make that investment, because it can be pretty steep. We're going to dive into it right now. All right, so let's hop into it. I am actually going to go over a handful of questions that you should really ask yourself. Now, one of the coolest things about having a food truck is the fact that it's mobile. And I'm sure you're thinking, well, that's a no-brainer, Damien. Well, no, the reason why I say that is in some cases, it can be upwards of six figures to have a completely decked out food truck with every piece of equipment that you need. And you could compare that to having a restaurant, cafe, or some type of bistro that's a stationary brick and mortar location, and you really rely on foot traffic. Well, the mobility of a food truck is one of its greatest assets, to be honest with you, and it could be one of its biggest challenges, okay? So let's hop into it. I'm actually going to go over a list. Let me grab my notes, and we're going to take a look at a handful of things that you need to really ask yourself. So number one, how much does a food truck cost? Is a really open-ended question. And it's really difficult to give you a specific answer because there's a lot of variables. But let me break it down for you. Number one, what is your budget? You could have 200 grand available. Maybe you've got 30,000 available. Okay. It's going to be dependent upon what type of food you're going to make. And why do I say that? Because some food trucks that make particular food products can do it with a lot less equipment than traditional full-blown 150, 130,000 or even more food trucks, just depending upon the type of equipment you need to produce the final product. So you want to really take a look at your menu. What type of food are you going to prepare? Because that's going to be the core or the basis or the foundation for what type of equipment you'll need to make that type of food product. So how much does a food truck cost? That's a really open-ended question. Now, if you start with a brand new truck, okay, and you're building something from scratch, well then obviously you can customize that to any way that you're looking, any way that you want. Now, the only drawback is that when you begin to start from scratch and you have a custom-built truck, it's going to easily be close to $75,000 to $100,000 easily. I haven't heard of too many of my friends, and I have some family that actually does food out on the West Coast. The build-out for those types of things are not going to be like a $20,000 or $30,000 investment when you're starting from scratch. Not that I've ever heard of. Now, if you come across that, I would love to know who's building that for you and how does that work. Because it can be a costly endeavor. Now, what are some of the advantages of buying a new food truck? Okay, number one, like I just mentioned, they could be customizable. Mm-hmm. Okay, the risk of costly breakdowns or major repairs is reduced because you're working with a brand new engine, obviously brand new equipment. So there's a lot of variables that could be taken off the table when you're dealing with a brand new truck. Okay, now the other thing that you won't have to worry about is the previous owners, how well did they take care of it? Like when you're getting a brand new truck, you don't have a previous owner for the truck, so you don't know how well everything is working. Yes, everything could be working, but how well is it working? You know, if you you have a deep fryer that you're working with fries and you're working with fried foods and it works great for 3 months and then you have to replace it, well, obviously that was a bad investment because obviously you're having to replace the deep fryer. There's a no-brainer there. But just because the equipment's working, just because a truck is running and it had a previous owner doesn't necessarily guarantee 6 months from now it's going to be. So by getting that new truck, you're kind of eliminating some of that risk. Now, the other thing that new trucks come with are fantastic warranties, okay? So you're going to get a warranty with that truck, obviously, especially since you're customizing it and it's built from scratch to your specifications, and those warranties are worth their weight in gold, specifically because that is your business. That is a huge investment. You know, if you're getting a warranty on a computer or laptop, you know, that's one thing, but when you're talking about a food truck and you're talking about equipment and the build out and everything that's been put into it, that's going to be a huge plus to have guarantees, warranties, and all of that behind it. Okay, and of course the other thing from an aesthetic standpoint, it just looks new, it's fresh, it's clean, it's good to go. So, you know, that in and of itself, cosmetically speaking from the outside, that's going to be a really cool to have a brand new truck, right? And of course, you're going to have it wrapped, you're going to have it designed, and you're going to have all kinds of graphics. So that's going to look great. Now, some of the advantages of getting a used food truck are as follows. Now, this is going to, again, backtrack to your budget, okay? Used food trucks, of course, are going to be a lot more inexpensive than newer ones. That's a benefit. So you could actually, when you also start to build out the kitchen, most of the time, obviously, when you go to buy one that's used, the kitchen itself, you can see how it's laid out to see if it's really going to be adequate for the type of food that you're going to make. And what I mean by that is that, again, everything that's inside the truck, the layout even, not only the equipment, but the way it's laid out is going to lend itself to preparing only certain types of foods. If you're doing something that's deep fried foods and you're doing hot dogs and hamburgers or real basic stuff, doing a sushi truck, for instance, and you wanted to do a fresh sushi bar of some kind even in a truck, which is very odd, but the layout and the equipment is completely different. So by obviously looking at something that's already there, it's on wheels, ready to be driven off the lot, you're going to be able to see the layout, and that's super, super important. Now, the other thing about the advantages of buying a used food truck is there's a lot less choices and a lot less things that you have to decide on, a lot less decision making, because when you're building it from scratch, you are going to be telling the builder exactly where everything needs to be. So you have to have a vision in your mind of how is it going to look, where is the equipment going to be, how are the cutting boards, how is the refrigeration, where's the fryers, etc. So it's kind of already taken care of when you're buying something that's already existing, which is, it's just kind of an advantage because it's a lot less stressful situation. Now, the other great thing, of course, when it comes to buying a used food truck is that there's a lot of decision-making as well when it comes to the types of equipment you need to buy to obviously build out from scratch. Again, as I mentioned, you're going to see what you've already got, so you're not necessarily having to go down a list of, you know, three-compartment sinks or a hand-wash sink or something like that and all of these other pieces of equipment that you need to build out and wonder where in the heck am I going to put it all when you're building from scratch. The advantage of buying a used truck is just that. It's already there. You see it. It's done. Okay? All right. Some of the disadvantages. We're going to go over some of the negative things about buying a used truck. Now, the thing about buying the used truck is, of course, as we briefly mentioned before, how well did the owners take care of all of the equipment, cleaning it out, properly maintaining it? That's something that's not going to give you much peace of mind because, like I said, you can have it run for 3 months, and then on the fourth month, fifth month, you start having things break down. Well, when you bought it and the owners had it, everyone was happy-go-lucky. You paid them into 25, 30 grand or whatever it may be, and now your truck is in need of $10,000 worth of repairs. That is a huge problem that you don't incur when you buy a new truck or get one built out. But again, it's really challenging because you've got to deal, of course, with your budget. Okay, when it comes to repairs and maintenance of a used food truck, they're going to be much higher, obviously, because you've got wear and tear on everything. Now, keep in mind, the inside of the food truck with the equipment and all of the prep equipment that you've got, refrigeration and such, the engine is a whole nother ball game. Okay, there's a lot of stress, wear and tear on the suspension, on the engine. So there's a lot to a food truck than just maintaining equipment. That's also something that you may not know from the previous owners. And that's, again, kind of a drawback. But again, you're weighing the pros and the cons based upon your budget. So the biggest factor in doing this is going to be just that. Okay, now this is something that's really interesting about one of the downsides of used food trucks is when you find someone, a company that can customize some work on a food truck. Like, let's say if you buy a used one and you need to pull out some of the insides and get some equipment put in, many companies that do customization are very hesitant to deal with it because of the way that the system of the inside of the truck was already set up prior to you getting it. So when you're trying to build out a certain portion of it and you're removing certain pieces of equipment and you want to put new stuff in, there's a lot of companies that won't touch them just because it becomes a very higher risk for trying to change out old equipment that works with new equipment and try to make those two mesh and kind of work together. So keep that in mind. It's going to be difficult for you to come across somebody who is willing to build out kind of an existing truck that's already there with a whole bunch of new equipment. Now, the other thing about used trucks is what they call the life expectancy of the used truck, which obviously diminishes and goes down however old the truck may be. Now, you also got to keep in mind, food trucks take a lot of physical wear and tear, more so than if you were to go to a car lot and just buy a used truck, something that would be not food related or even a food truck at all, because food trucks incur a lot of people inside working on them. There's a lot of other issues with the motor itself of the truck, as I mentioned. Also the suspension, where you're taking it, how frequent you drive it. So it takes this constant abuse, if you will, on the truck. So keep that in mind, too. And that's one of the downsides of getting a used truck. Now, this is a feature. This is an option that you may not even know exists, but it actually does. You can actually lease a truck. You don't have to dive right into it. If you're new to like the food industry, you're new to food trucks, you want to kind of test this out. You know, you don't want to be dumping your entire life savings into a truck or even the idea of opening this type of business and you don't have a lot of experience. That's perfectly fine. And I'll be honest with you, I would recommend test driving, no pun intended, but test driving the idea of leasing a food truck. Okay. You find one that you like, you could rent it for a lot lower payments than actually putting out a huge lump sum up front or even customizing something from scratch. So one of the great things about this idea is that you can just kind of, in a sense, borrow the truck and get an idea for yourself and get comfortable with the idea. Then maybe even work out a deal where you just rent, you lease to own it or rent to own it, and you could purchase the truck. And then that way you're kind of getting your feet wet without diving completely in. You know what I mean? Now, the only downside, now, if you're going to rent a vehicle, right, you're going to lease a food truck out. Now, here is a problem that can occur. You become successful, which is a good thing. The downside is that your lease obviously has a lease agreement. You have an expiration date. You have a time frame, right? So let's say that that time frame was a year, okay, just as a hypothetical. In a year's time, you have turned that business into hugely successful, but the lease is up, and the owner's not willing to obviously renew the lease. He's going to sell the truck, or he has someone else who's going to lease it. Then what do you do? You're kind of stuck in a sense because now you need a truck, and you need a truck that's fitted, by the way, like I said in the beginning, the fitted with the type of equipment that you're needing for the type of food truck you're doing, okay? So your lease is up, and now you're kind of wondering, well, what the heck am I going to do now? You know, my business is going great, and now I'm going to have 6 or 7 months over, there's a lapse of time, and you're not operating your business because you don't have the truck. So think about that too. I would highly recommend that if your business is doing great and you're approaching the end of your lease, you need to talk to the owner of the vehicle. You need to get that lease up and running for another year or renew it or even share some interest in buying the truck. So keep that in mind too as well. Okay, so let's say you are just willing to buy a food truck. So where do you really buy a food truck, right? Where do you get one? Now, of course, there's a lot of listings that you can find on eBay, Craigslist, and of course online. But I would highly recommend that you would go to Google, and you need to Google out food truck businesses and check out the companies that actually build them from scratch or resell ones that have been gone through, they looked at, and I'm not necessarily certified or anything of that effect, but companies that actually do the build outs. Those are the companies that know what they're doing, and they're going to have products that are going, they're going to resell that they're obviously buying, and they're reputable. They're reputable manufacturers of specifically what they do. A random person that you're going to find on, let's say, eBay, and he's in another state and he's just trying to unload a truck, you have no idea what's good, bad, or indifferent, or what's going on with that truck. So trying to find a reputable food truck website, a business, a company that actually builds them and sells them, that's going to be your best bet. And of course, do a simple Google search and you could find some reputable ones. And a lot of these websites even have feedback and such and evaluations on it too. So I would pay high attention to those websites and those types of builders and companies because, you know, John down the street that's just trying to sell a truck, you could be dumping a lot of money into something that's going to cost you even more. Now, also, here's a handful of simple additional features, some special features that some trucks have. And to be honest with you, they'll actually incur an additional expense, but in the long run, it drives sales just because you have these additional features. And I'm going to run through them really quick. I won't break them down too specific because I don't want to take up too much more of your time. But a lot of these food trucks can come with sound systems, speakers such as sound systems that play music really loud or loud, something to the effect that it attracts attention to the truck, flat panel TVs. You can get some with retractable awnings, which are great to kind of give a little bit of a coverage for the customer when they come up to the window and they want to place an order. You want to get like a custom vinyl wrap. That's also something that's great. And you want to look for misting systems. There's a lot of these trucks that actually can have cooling systems for the customer, believe it or not, which makes it a great experience for them because if it's super hot out, if you're at a stadium, you're at a music festival, art festival, where it may be, it's another additional feature. But keep in mind, everything that's just literally a couple of features. There are hundreds of ways that you can customize a truck to make your food product more appealing. But just keep in mind, that's just more of an investment. The more you invest, though, in the long run, it's going to come back. So, like I said in the beginning, opening of this video, check your budget. See where you're at. Be realistic. See where you want to be as far as how much you want to invest. And then take little steps, little by little, but do your research. Make sure you educate yourself and then make the right decision based upon that. I'll see you guys on the next video. I hope that helps.